USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, on Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held bilateral meetings with Ukraine's prime minister. Secretary of State Blinken discusses the significance of Friday's meeting.
This is the first visit since the Russian aggression by a senior official of the Ukrainian government. Further evidence that a independent, sovereign Ukraine is going to be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin.
While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to improve American forests. He explains why he's signing an executive order that will help conserve those forests.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that takes away Disney World's independent special district status. Disney now won't be able to self-govern itself, which has given the company power to collect taxes, provide emergency services, and build new structures without local planning commission's approval. Governor DeSantis saying this special privilege was unfair.
It was really an aberration. No individual or no company in Florida is treated this way, and it's not right to have dissimilar treatment.
A Florida man is lawyering up after Mike Tyson punched him on a JetBlue flight. Melvin Townsend III harassed the former boxing champ on a flight from San Francisco to Miami, prompting Tyson to punch him. An attorney representing Townsend telling TMZ that his client became overly excited because he's a big fan of the boxer. A source connected to Townsend hinted that a lawsuit could be coming. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Cities across the country are continuing to make decisions regarding masking up. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Los Angeles County is staying in the mask mandate business. America's second largest city is issuing a new health order that continues to require masks at airports, on all public transportation, and in other indoor transportation hubs. The new order comes after a federal judge on Monday overturned a federal mandate that required masks on trains, planes, buses, and at travel hubs, stating the government overstepped its authority. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after 4 days, has decided to drop its mask mandate.
Americans continue to deal with higher prices, especially at the grocery store and gas pump. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace joins Fox Business and blames the White House for this.
We know that the massive spending that we've had over the last 2 years, two plus years, has added to our inflation woes, and higher taxes will also contribute to that, and all the money the Federal Reserve is printing.
The Biden administration says pandemic-related supply chain disruptions and sanctions placed on Russia are drivers for recent inflation. Many music fans may not have a ticket to Coachella, but they can stream it live all weekend on YouTube. Coachella not taking place the last 2 years because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.